Hey there, and welcome to the One Church podcast. This message was recorded live at one of our services. If you'd like to know more about life at One Church, visit us online at weareone.church or check us out on social media.
Hey, it's great to have you with us today. Thank you so much for joining. My name is Chris, and along with my wife, Anna, we are the pastors of One Church Keynsham, and we're just so glad that you were able to meet some people today from our church, but also that you were able to stay with us. Right now, I get the opportunity to launch our brand new summer series called Sunday School. Now, over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be looking at four famous Bible stories that you may have heard at Sunday School. Now, if you didn't go to Sunday School, it's probably quite likely that you've heard these stories elsewhere, maybe at school or somewhere on TV. But if you've never been in church before, you probably don't have to be around very long before you'll hear somebody talk about one of these stories. These are some of the most well-known stories in the Bible, but how well do we really know them? And is what we learned about these stories as kids, is that going to help us with some of the challenges and the struggles that we have now as perhaps younger people or adults? So now you may have already guessed, based on the kind of rather comical storytelling video that we had a moment ago, that today we're going to be looking at the story of Jonah and the well, or to put it more accurately, Jonah and the really, really large fish. Now, we haven't got time to read all the four chapters that are dedicated to this story in the Bible, but I do want to encourage you to go away at some point and read the story for yourselves. Now, if you haven't got a Bible, I encourage you to download the free Bible app called YouVersion, and you can download that from your store. Once it's on your device, just go to the search bar, type Jonah, it'll take you to the book, and you can read the story for yourself. Now, if you're familiar with the story of Jonah, you might think about a prophet, somebody who is like God's mouthpiece. He speaks to people on behalf of God, but Jonah, he runs away from what God has asked him to do, and then he was swallowed by a really big fish. Now, in Sunday school, we probably reinforce that story by teaching children a song, and it's certainly a song that I was taught at Sunday school to help reinforce this message, and it went something along the lines of, Who did swallow Jonah? Something like that. And then verse 2 was just as repetitive, but it gives us the answer to the question we ask in verse 1. And it goes like this. Well did swallow Jonah down. If you've just joined this video right now, I apologize for what you just experienced. And I apologize for every child who was put through that song as well. But that was what we was taught. And so there's not many things that I remember from what I was told at Sunday school, but that was definitely one of the things I remembered. Who could ever forget about a guy who was swallowed by a huge fish and lived inside his belly for 3 days? Another story I remember was about a guy called Ehud who lost his sword inside the belly of a really fat king that he was trying to kill. Now, that may not be a story you choose to tell your kids at bedtime, but that was a great story that I do remember, but I don't remember everything that I learned at Sunday school. Now, as great as the story of Jonah is, if we only remember the fish part of the story, then we are gonna miss the larger picture of what Jonah is all about. So maybe you were taught, for example, you may have been taught that you shouldn't run away from God, and you shouldn't be afraid to do the things that he's asked you to do. And those are all good things, but there is such a bigger truth behind the story of Jonah, and that is going to be infinitely more valuable to your understanding of God and to your faith. And that's what I want to just very quickly explore some of those thoughts today. And something that absolutely revolutionized the way that I read and the way that I understand the Bible, And particularly the way I read the Old Testament, some of these crazy stories like Jonah in the well. And certainly at a time in this world where the culture and where the way of the world was very, very different to perhaps what we're used to in our world today. And this was when someone showed me that in the Bible, there's an overarching story throughout the entire Bible. So of all these 66 books collected over thousands of years, and that God had inspired and brought together to what is the Bible today, through it all, there is a consistent, one big overarching story that all leads to Jesus. Everything in the Bible is part of a much bigger story. It's either preparation for, presentation of, or participation in the gospel of Jesus. Everything that happens in the Bible serves this part of this meta story of how great our problem is and how much greater God's grace and love is through Jesus. So when we read the Bible, we must ask ourselves these sorts of questions. What is this story telling me about Jesus? How does this passage fit into this bigger meta story of Jesus and God's love and his grace? And when you read the Bible like that, it's going to transform the way you understand it and the difference that it makes in your life. And so we're going to read it from that perspective today. And so the story of Jonah is no different. The story of Jonah is nothing to do with whether a fish can swallow a man and that man to live inside his belly for 3 days and survive. That's really not the point, even though that's the bit that stands out to us. Jonah is actually a picture of God's amazing grace and love, and it's actually a foreshadow of what Jesus would come to do. There are two kind of big truths that I want to just share with you quickly today. So firstly, for the first listeners who would have heard this story, the most shocking part was not to do with a man living in a fish for 3 days. It was actually the fact that God had chosen Nineveh. See, Nineveh was a major city in the Assyrian Empire. It was infamous for their violent war strategies that included wiping out entire cities. They would impale their enemies' heads. They would skin people alive. These people were some of the most evil people of the day. And they couldn't be any more opposite than what the people of God were and who Jonah represented. And right at the beginning of this story of Jonah, God asks Jonah to go and preach to Nineveh. God wants them to change their ways. He doesn't want to bring destruction to them. He wants them to change their ways and follow him. And so he calls Jonah to go and preach to Nineveh. But this is when Jonah runs away. Now, was he afraid? We don't actually know at this point of the story why Jonah chose to run away. In fact, it's not until the end of the story in chapter 4 that we find out the real reason why Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. What's happening is that chapter 2 and 3, Jonah eventually goes to Nineveh. He begins to preach. And what happens is that the people there, they turn from their ways. They turn to God. They began to worship God. And Jonah really doesn't like this. He thought that this was really wrong. And he begins to have this argument with God. And he says this, that he prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? This is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." Jonah had no time for the Ninevites. The Ninevites were enemies of Israel. They were a different race. They had different religious beliefs. And as we've discovered already, they did all sorts of evil things with their in their lives. And Jonah hated them. He was prejudiced against them. In fact, he was racist towards the Ninevites. Now, you may think he was right to have this hatred towards them because of all of their evil ways, because they were quite terrible people. But this is really at the heart of the challenge of the story of Jonah. The story of Jonah is like it's almost like, as you hold it up, as you read it, it's like a mirror to us. It's a mirror to us today as we read it. As we read this story, it asks us the same question. Would you go to Nineveh? Do you believe that God could love people like that? Is the gospel for that people group? Or is the gospel for that type of person? Now, the prejudice in our society is under the microscope right now. And in this story, it's a critique of how we choose who's in and who's out. Now, as pastors, Anna and I, we try to spend as much time with people as we can. We love encouraging people, eating with people, ministering and praying for people. We like coaching and teaching people. And we have to look after our family as well and protect our time with them. And we cannot meet everybody's need. We cannot help everybody, right? We cannot serve everybody. We can't solve all the problems in the world. But we are committed to making as much time as possible available to reaching the needs of people or serving the people that God has put into our lives. Because do you know who does have enough time? The devil. He has all the time in the world to mess with your friends, to discourage them, to divide them, to separate their marriages, to come and destroy their families, to speak lies and deception into them, to pervert them and to steal everything from them that God would have for them. The devil has got all the time in the world for ruining people's lives. And Jonah in this story doesn't have time for the Ninevites. And so we've committed in our lives to have time for people, to show people God's love and grace for them. You know, this really challenges me when I'd rather keep myself to myself. On those days when it's easier to just stay in my comfort zone, to just do life with the people that are like me, when my prejudice might be under the spotlight. In the New Testament, Jesus tells another story about the Good Samaritan. Now, this is another famous Bible story about a Samaritan guy who crosses the road to help a dying Jewish man. Now, these were enemies, and the Jewish priests that walked past didn't help him, but the Samaritan did cross the road to help this person out. Now, Jesus was telling this story to religious Pharisees, people who were supposed to know the law and know God and be like God, and they just didn't get it. They were looking for all the people they didn't have to love. And they said, God, who do we love? Who should we love? Who is our neighbor? And in this story, Jesus was revolutionary in saying that the Samaritan was the hero in the story. The Samaritan, the one who looked past race, looked past prejudice to go and serve a person who was in need. Jonah is like the anti-good Samaritan because of his prejudice, because of his hate for his enemies. It causes him to run in the absolute opposite direction. It causes him to even hate God because God would love his enemies. Jesus also tells another story about, it's called the parable of the prodigal son. It's about a son who took his inheritance early and he wasted it on living a selfish and kind of wicked life, just doing his own thing. Eventually, he realized the errors of his ways and he comes home to the father, and the father forgives him and welcomes him back into the home, and they have a massive party. And the other son, who did no wrong, couldn't understand how his father could forgive his son's wickedness. And when Jesus was telling this story, the listeners to that story would have probably have been have likened the attitude of the older son to the attitude of Jonah, who couldn't forgive his enemies. The fact that God calls Jonah on multiple occasions to go to Nineveh signifies to me God's universal love and concern for all nations and for all people. We are all God's creation. And as any loving father would, he would go to all lengths to rescue us and to restore us. And that's why the most famous verse in the Bible is John chapter 3, verse 16. It says that God sent his one and only son, Jesus, so that whoever would believe in him would not perish. They wouldn't have calamity, but they would have everlasting life. And so just as Jonah was sent as a foreign missionary to Nineveh, Jesus is our great foreign missionary, sent into our fallen and broken world to offer forgiveness and an opportunity to get our lives right with God. And the second thing I want to just quickly show you is that Jonah spends 3 days in the belly of a fish. This picture of a belly is a picture of a pit or a grave. It's a picture of darkness. The Hebrew root word used to describe this kind of place is Sheol, and it literally means a place of darkness where dead people go. And so in literary terms, in this story, Jonah is dead. 3 days later, he comes out of the grave, out of the belly, and it has supposed to have changed him. But as we read in chapter 4 of this story, we see that it doesn't change Jonah. Jonah hates God for loving his enemies. And it's probably why that part of the story is not really shared in the children's Bibles that you may have read or have been told about. Now, the contrast is that Jesus also dies. He goes into a grave, but he comes out the other side. And in fact, the first people that Jesus goes to tell his message to tell this good news to this good news that he is resurrected, that he has defeated death, and that by putting faith in him, that you can have life, and that you can be reconnected to your loving Father, God in heaven. Who does he tell this message to? He doesn't tell it to the Pharisees. He doesn't tell this message to the Roman Empire. He tells it to his own people. See, in this story, yes, Nineveh needs God. But let us not forget that we do too. Until the gospel transforms us, we won't see it change others through us. And so there's some bigger truths that you may have never heard about from the story of Jonah. And I pray today that they've encouraged you and they've whet your appetite to understand there's so much more to the Bible, so much more to these stories. As you read and as you study and as you look for Jesus in these stories, you're going to see this big picture of how God created the world. We rebelled. God came to rescue us by sending his son Jesus to restore us again back to the Father and back to the eternal life that he had planned for us. It's an incredible story, and I encourage you to join us for the next 4 weeks as we learn about some of these other famous Bible stories. Thanks for watching today. Have a fantastic week.